RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score Baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome in to Inside the Clubhouse, your weekly baseball show, 2 hours every Saturday morning right here. Mike Esposito here in for David Haw today. Glad to be with you alongside my friend and yours, Bruce Levine. And Bruce, the hot stove continues to cook as it always does this time of year.
And the hot stove always continues here every Saturday morning, Mike, from 9 to 11. Today, we're going to sprinkle in a little bit of bear conversation in our first hour. We'll talk to our friend Mark Potash from markpotash.net and also the Sun-Times. He'll join us at toward the end of the hour. Some history in baseball, part of our show today. It's also contemporary with what's going on in the baseball world. And the Chicago White Sox newest starting pitcher, Anthony Kay, joining us as well. You are always welcome and a big part of our show at 312-644-6767. You can be the White Sox general manager. You can be the Cubs president of baseball operations. That is the number to reach us at, Mike. And we're going to start with the Chicago Cubs and their pursuit of a starting pitcher. Mike, what are your thoughts about the starting pitching free agents still available and your Chicago Cubs?
Well, and we want to hear from you, so please give us a call, shoot us a text. My thoughts are this. I was upset to see Michael King come off the board. I thought, based on what I was reading and what I was hearing and the salary demands, which he ended up three years, $75 million from San Diego. It's obviously a lot of money, but in a pitching free agent contract thing, it's not a lot of money, if you know what I mean. I thought King was a good target for the Cubs. But what's left there, there's a lot of big names. Zach Gallen, there's Framber Valdez, there's Ranger Suarez. But the main guy that I think we want to talk about here is Tatsuya Imai, represented by Scott Boras. We heard from Boras at the general manager's meeting about Imai, who figures to be a top target for the Cubs. Let's listen to Boras.
Well, I think Imai is, like I said, oh my, he loves big markets. We go through a list of the places that he may want to play, and believe me, he is someone who really wants to be on a winning team and compete at the highest level.
So you could take Boras for what you will with he wants to be in a big market, which of course is where the big money is, so that goes without saying. But he wants to be on a good team, and you look at what the projections are. There's a posting fee involved because he's coming over from Japan What's the latest you're hearing, Bruce, on EMI?
So the market appears to be 4 to 5 years at somewhere between $20 and $25 million, okay? So if, let's say, Mike, for the sake of conversation, the contract is 5 years, averaging $22 million, let's say $25 million, round it off, okay? $125 million. The posting fee is at different percentages, but his team, the Cebu Lions in Japan, will get somewhere between $20 and $30 million from the team that signs him to the posting fee. And again, he must be signed by January 2nd. So that is why EMI is the talk for the Cubs and all the other teams that are serious about adding a top, I guess, depending on who you are, a number one or number two to your rotation in Tatsuyu Imai. Mike, at some point, the Japanese market has been exciting, you know, certainly for a lot of people, but at some point, there's going to be a dud.
Yeah.
Right? Can the Cubs roll the dice on Imai, signing him to a 4 or 5 year contract and feel good about it, knowing that at some point, it's not automatic that every Japanese pitcher is going to be great?
I think he's the guy that you roll the dice with if you're the Cubs in this market. Would I prefer Imai to Gallen or Ranger Suarez or any of the names I just rattled off? I think the answer to that is yes. Just based on, I do think that seeing what these pitchers did in Japan, we saw it in the World Series with Yamamoto and Sasaki. I know Yamamoto is a separate case. We've seen it right here with Shota. We've seen enough, I think, Bruce, over the years to see that that success will translate. We have also seen the going price of starting pitching. I mean, Dylan Cease got 7 and 210 from Toronto. That's 30 a year. That's easy math for even baseball guys. That is the going rate, and Cease is older, and Cease has more more experience, certainly. But
he's a proven major league pitcher. That's
true.
So the difference is that when you look at Imai, people are envisioning Yamamoto from the Dodgers, who was paid $325 million over the course of the next 8 or 10 years to pitch the way that he has pitched. And if there was a World Series hero, it was certainly Yamamoto, and if he didn't win the Cy Young Award, but he was right there. So that type of success compared to what you are purchasing on this Scott Boras free agent in Imai is up to conjecture. It's really hard to figure, but I would say the feel-good part of signing Imai for the Cubs, along with the baseball smartness of the deal, is pretty equal. I mean, if the Cubs come out of the winter here and they've signed Imai, they haven't added another hitter to replace Tucker, I think they're gonna be all right, because you have the young hitting options in Ballesteros and Casey to go along with what you already have with Suzuki kind of reinventing himself as a right fielder again last year when Tucker was out. So there's a comfortability that he can go in, play that position 140 times next year, and be good enough to play the position while these other guys like Casey and Ballesteros start taking over some of the DH, some of the left-handed hitting role. I think the Cubs will be comfortable with that. Your thoughts on Imai without Bregman? Bregman without Imai?
I think that the top need is starting pitching. If you look at what the Cubs have, if you look at where they struggled in the playoffs, you know, as soon as Horton was unable to go, they were thin in the starting rotation. You already have Steele out for, you know, question mark. We don't know when he's coming back. To me, a starting pitcher is that number one target for the Cubs. I would be happy with Imai. Would I like them to bring in Bregman? Without question. I mean, he slides right into that Tucker role in the lineup. They have the money. I mean, you know they can afford it. Will they afford it? Can they fit that into their baseball budgetary plan? You know, Jed will tell us that they're going to spend money and that, you know, the payroll is going to be in a certain range. But I know a Bregman salary, it would put him probably above that range, wouldn't it?
It would put him, if you're going to sign Imai and you're going to sign Bregman, you're going to be investing somewhere between $50 to $60 million a year in both of those salaries.
Yep.
So right now the Cubs payroll stands at $203 million for 2026. The luxury tax cutoff is $245 million, actually $244 million. So there's plenty of room there, but you know, are you going to max it out? Tom Ricketts had conversations with Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins about the fact that this is the year that we can go over the cap, since we didn't go over last year, and then the 2 year in a row penalty for going over the luxury tax isn't in place. Or is this the year to go over because we don't know what 2027 is going to bring with the CBA up and lots of talk about time being missed? Is this the time to say, let's go for it? We are the Chicago Cubs. We're ready to win another championship here.
No doubt about it. Inside the clubhouse here on 670 The Score, we're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, 312-644-6767. Call or text. You are the GM for the Cubs. You are the GM for the Sox. What's your take on what's happening in free agency? And Bruce, let's head on out to the phone lines. Up first for us in Glencoe is Mike on Inside the Clubhouse. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, fellas. And first of all, thank you both very much for another year of great baseball conversation. We really appreciate it. The question I have, Bruce, is not necessarily on these big-ticket guys, but I noticed that Adrian Hauser signed with the Giants for a relatively modest agreement. We flipped him after a fabulous, 2 months with the Sox for a real stiff, and we're going to get nothing out of that deal. But my biggest question is, you know, the Sox seem compelled to still, in this flipping way of building talent. We have, I think, less talent in the minors than others might believe. Can the Sox simply not afford to compete with other teams for any kind of reasonable major league talent? Is that what we're talking about? That if you can't afford a guy like Hauser, can you afford anybody?
It's a great question. And Mike, thank you so much for being a loyal listener and enjoying the show that David and I bring to you every week. And certainly Mike always is here to pitch in with his expertise as well. Mike, the White Sox, I think, have to be stealth about the fact of plugging in free agents. I don't know what your take is on it, but are they going after guys out there that are somebody that they're going to establish for 5 years right now, or they're still in the mode of let's fill out the roster, try to get better each year with our young players, and then 2027, 28, those are the years where we take our resources and start plugging in free agents that we signed for 3, 4, 5 years.
They are certainly in the latter option right now. I liken it in my head to what the Cubs did leading up to 2015. They are in the middle of that rebuilding process. You want to see the kids play. You're going to get the random veteran free agents that plug a hole for them, you know, first base, whatever. But they're not going to go, you know, they're not going to spend, you know, they're not going to go after any of the high ticket guys. But to Mike's point on the phone, you know, a guy like Hauser was not super expensive. I think he signed 2 and 22 was the deal with the Giants. But that was a successful, as he pointed out, reclamation project that the Sox had.
It's successful in other ways as well. And that is when you bring in starting pitchers. Hope you got that.
he got it.
that if you bring in starting pitchers who are marginal and can eat up innings, that's also a win for your team. Okay,
absolutely.
So when guys like Cannon or Smith have disruptions in their season where they're not what they thought they were going to be, where they're not linear in their progress. You have veteran guys to eat up those innings, give you professional innings, and at the same time keep you somewhat competitive. Now, the White Sox increased by 19 or 20 wins last year from an all-time low of you know, the worst record in baseball. I don't think anything less than another 10 wins is going to be acceptable to White Sox Nation.
Agreed.
Okay. So that would put them somewhere in the 70 to 75 win area next year. Is that, if you're, Mike, if you're the White Sox fan, is that going to have you more involved in watching the team coming out to 7 or 8 games rather than 2 or 3 with your family, putting your money toward it, your interest toward it? I always say this about Cubs and Sox fans. They're not going to be watching the other team, okay? Some young kids still, you know, they grow up and they like both teams. But when it comes to the passion of the game, you're not going to flip to watch another team when you invested in being a White Sox or a Cub fan.
To me, Bruce, the answer is yes. I know, speaking personally, and we do watch both teams, but that's another story for another day. We went to, let me count off the top of my head, 3 or 4 Sox games last year, whereas the previous season, I think we went to 1. Now, of course, that was the record-setting loss season. But just the presence of a Colson Montgomery or the young players that they had, there was much more excitement, much more reason to go, much more reason to watch. And to me, again, and I'm not trying to upset Sox fans by using the Cubs reference, the beginning of that Cubs rebuild was terrible. I remember watching many of those games, and those games were bad. That team was bad. But then as they started to call up the Rizzos of the world, and you started to see some of the young players, then it got, even when they, before they won, it was more exciting to watch. It was better baseball. You knew positivity was coming, and then in 15 they kind of took off, and then from there won the World Series in 16. I'm not predicting a White Sox World Series by any means, but
Montgomery, Teal,
absolutely.
Grant Taylor, Smith, hopefully rebound years from some of their pitchers as well. And again, I think, you know, without jamming White Sox baseball down anyone's throat, I think it's something that's starting to be more worthwhile to White Sox fans. Like, okay, we can look at Montgomery. He hit 20 home runs in a very short period of time. We can dream on him being 35 to 45 home run guy, right?
Absolutely.
You know, that's interesting. We look at Grant Taylor and go, okay, he was in the bullpen closing out games. Is he our next great starting pitcher? White Sox tradition is guys start in the bullpen. Burley started in the bullpen. Chris Sale started in the bullpen. Crochet started in the bullpen. What did they become? Great pitchers.
And if you're a Sox fan, and I know trading a Cy Young candidate like they did with Crochet last year, that is never a great thing because you're trading one of the most talented pitchers in the game. But you look at the guys they got back from that trade. Those are all, I think you just mentioned all of them without probably realizing it, and they're young star players, the Kyle Teals of the world and the Mydroths of the world. The guys that came back in that trade are guys that will be regular White Sox contributors going forward, and you have to be excited about that if you're a Sox fan and if you're in that rebuild. That's what you need. You need a lot of young bodies that are going to be successful players. And that is what you've got. Now, and we will talk to one of their free agent signings that they did make at 10:30. Anthony Kay, the left-handed pitcher, will join us at 10:30 to talk about his return from overseas and the success he found there and coming into the White Sox on a 2-year deal. As Bruce mentioned, we will dip into Bears-Packers because why not? It's game day. Mark Potash from markpotash.net will join us around 9:45 or so. We'll talk Bears-Packers for a segment. And our next segment at 9:30, Bruce, I'm excited for this. I know it'll be fun for our listeners as well. The last 30-game winner in Major League Baseball. I'll give you a second to think about it before I tell you his name. Or
the last ever.
Last, yeah, it'll never, unless somebody comes out and wins every start, basically, for their, you know, if they, what, get 33 or 34 starts a season now, tops? Is that about right?
Well, That means that out of his 40 starts when he won 31 games in 1968, he had 37 decisions.
Right.
So nobody even starts over 32, 33 games now.
It'll never happen. But anyway, Denny McClain is going to join us at the bottom of this hour. Lots of different fields we can hit to with him, and we will do that coming up. So that should be fun for everybody. And Bruce, before we break, last thing I want to ask you from the text line. A lot of people texting in, 312-644-6767. Emi seems to be the priority, starting pitching over hitting, just based on what we've been talking about in terms of the response from the text line. But several questions, and I think you mentioned it. If they do want to sign Bolt, does that mean trading a guy off of what they currently have, a Nico Horner or something
like
that?
Well, I mean, if you sign Bregman, then you have duplications. You have Shaw. What do you do with Matt Shaw at that point?
Yep.
With Nico Horner going into the last year, is he, first of all, most people will argue he was their best player, okay? Why are you going to trade our best player at age 29?
I agree.
Why aren't you extending him? And the other hand is, do you believe in Matt Shaw replacing him there when you have Bregman's power and his OPS ability coming in for the next 4 or 5 years? And can you bring back another pitcher, another position player, somebody else that you're going to have for a longer period of time? To me, trading Nico Horner makes no sense, okay?
Agreed.
At any level. However, the way they structure it, if they have Bregman replacing him with a different form of offense that he brings other than the Horner consistency of making the bat hit the baseball, you know, does that bring you more up? It's going to bring you more OPS. It's going to bring you more home runs. Will be more production in your lineup. Those are the things that you have to look at. But I would say that if you can sign an Emi and sign a Bregman, you are certainly making a statement that you are looking toward being a world champion once again.
Cubs fans would love it. I can guarantee you that. It's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial of their all-access plan, over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. When we return here on Inside the Clubhouse, Denny McClain will join us. We're excited to talk to him. It's Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito, and for David today, 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And we are back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, Adam Studzinski on the other side of the glass, alongside Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito here with you. David Haugh is off today. Glad to be filling in. Talking baseball as we do, and we want you to be the GM. Doesn't matter what side of town, Cubs or Sox, we want all points of view here. 312-644-6767. I'm going to read a bunch of your texts here in a minute, but let's start out, Bruce, on the phone lines in Crystal Lake. Josh has been holding patiently. Josh is now inside the clubhouse. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, you know, so at this point where we're at, I mean, I'm scratching my head wondering what's going on. We've seen a Holby Milner, right? Is that his name, Milner?
Yeah, it's yep. Milner. Yeah, he's a side-arming left-handed pitcher. Yep.
Yeah. But I can't think of anybody else that we've grabbed thus far. And if we're looking
well, we
at
signed the Cubs signed Phil Maton to a 2-year contract, another bullpen pitcher. And yesterday, they signed a first baseman out of Japan, former major league player Tyler Austin, to a 1-year deal. But go ahead.
Yeah, right. And so to my point then is that from last year picking up a rental in Kyle Tucker, okay, and Jed being forthcoming and saying, hey, you know what, we've got to overperform here and whatnot. And what are the Ricketts doing? What's Jed Hoyer doing? Like, do we really think that we're going to go out there and get Emi and a Bregman? You know, do we really think that we have a chance to just go out there and get Emi alone without Bregman? And if we bring Bregman in and we're looking at the guys that we've got that we want to see, you know, because you guys were talking about the White Sox and they look like a good up and coming team. I think that this is going to be a good year for them with the young talent that they have. Like, what do we do with Matt Shaw? Like, right. Right now he's a toss-up. Like, he looked great. He didn't look so great, but he's so young. What if he's the next Bregman?
Right. What if he's the next PCA, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just scratching my head. I'm just wondering, and because we don't see anything necessarily really big happening just yet, and is this just another year of we need to overperform, right?
Right.
And in doing so, hey, we're selling enough tickets. This is wonderful, Ricketts, right? So, you know, that's all I got.
Josh,
thanks, guys.
Appreciate
so
you.
From Josh's phone call, the underlying part is, are the Cubs really totally in, or are they just trying to be good, okay? And if you try to be good, do you have a chance to be not good, right?
Exactly.
So those are the question marks that the Cubs have kind of earned, you know, having the 11th highest payroll last year. So if you equate money spent to success, that's one version. Now, money spent last year to success for the Cubs was really good last year, right?
Correct.
They didn't go over the cap. They won 92 games. They had the fourth best record in the National League. And they were a high-performing team in the entire season, even though they were only 7 games over 500 the last 3 months of the year, they had built themselves a comfortable cushion of being well over 17, 18, 19 games over 500 early in the season. So the question is, what is your faith in the front office? What is your faith in ownership that you are trying to win a World Series? And the answer you would get from Clark and Addison, if you start at Mr. Ricketts's desk and move your way down to Crane Kenny's desk and to the desk of Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins, is we can spend a certain amount of money, and we And we also can count on our young players and our ability to make trades to continue to be a successful organization. Mike, you're a Cub fan. What's your take on that?
So, and we, again, lots of texts coming in here. A 3121 that I wanted to throw by you, but our caller pretty much did it, is the Cubs no longer use the phrase, let's go for it, ever since Theo left. I don't know that that's 100% true, but in a way, what I hear more than anything from Cubs fans when we're talking baseball outside, you know, out on the streets, whatever, is the Cubs want to go for it, but only to a point. They will not do the, hey, you know what, if we go over the tax, then so be it. And maybe this is a year they do it with all the payroll dollars coming off.
So, Mike, does spending money guarantee you success?
It does not. No, but like you're asking, in my opinion, and I loved the team last year. I thought they were very competitive. I enjoyed the postseason. Did I ever think the Cubs were going to win the World Series last year? I really didn't. That's just my, you know, I thought they were a very good team. Did I think they were a serious World Series contender? Probably not. That's just how I saw it. I know that what Cubs fans would like to see, you know, and I'll rewind. You know, when Jason Hayward was the top free agent in baseball, where did he sign? He signed here. When John Lester was the top pitcher available, where did he sign? He signed here. That helped the Cubs win the World Series. Right. Say what you will about Hayward.
What took place before that?
Agreed. No. All the young players. I get it. I understand. Right.
So the development of their farm system.
Yep.
And they were all position players, and they hit on top drafts, right? They hit big. Not just good players, all stars.
Yep.
At the time, projected future Hall of Famers. Not necessarily going to be that, but still all-time great Cubs. Impactful players that allowed Epstein and Hoyer to go out and spend over $100 million a year on pitching. All their pitchers were, outside of Hendricks, it was all free agents.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
You know, trades. Arrieta, Hendricks.
One of the best trades ever.
Hendricks.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then the rest were all free agents.
Yep.
Right? So, Are they at that point now where they have the young players starting to be in place, center field, first base, catcher, you have Horton, you have the young closer in Palencia. So is it now that you step on the gas and say, here we are again, okay, we're going to spend a little bit more money, a lot more money, because we think we're ready to be world champions?
It's difficult, and I understand exactly what we're saying. You have to split the difference there. You have to be able to do both, add from free agency and build from within. It's how the most successful teams do it, right? Even the Dodgers, and everyone's going to say the Dodgers can sign anyone. Well, they have homegrown guys, too. And, I mean, Michael Busch is one of them that they couldn't use because they signed Freddie Freeman.
But, so you have 29 teams, and then you have the Dodgers.
Correct.
Right. So you can't use them as a comparison, but you can look at teams like the Toronto Blue Jays, who came within an inch of winning the World Series last year.
Yep.
That, I mean, last year at this time, nobody was thinking Toronto is going to be the team that represents the American League in the World Series. No one was thinking that. They had to make a decision eventually on Guerrero. They made the right decision, $500 million for his future. He's one of the more terrific players in Major League Baseball. Showed it again in the playoffs. He was arguably, for the entire playoffs, American and National League and World Series, he was the MVP. So those things have to happen. But again, I understand the lack of faith in the Cubs spending now. I can tell you, not without sourcing, but I can tell you that the likelihood that the Cubs have talked to Imai and had face-to-face conversations probably exists right now because of the fact that by January 2nd, he is either signed in the United States or has to go back to Japan,
right?
So, you know, this week a report came out that the Yankees and the Cubs were 1-2 on Imai right now.
If they sign Imai and your offseason is Imai, Theobar, Milner, Maton in the bullpen, and Tyler Austin, and then plus assorted other random minor signings, I'll take it. I'd be happy because starting pitching, you're very old on the starting rotation, except for Horton. But you're a very old starting rotation. Imai is 27, right? He's right in his prime of his career. He would be a guy that you plug and play immediately for the next 5 years or whatever they sign him for, right?
You know, the sad part of baseball right now is the trade market is really weak. Nobody wants to part with their young players.
Right.
And the reality that, you know, offseason usually meant big trades between teams. I think it's pretty much by the boards right now. We're looking at free agency and the hope that young players continue to advance and mature and be a big part of your success. That's what many, many major league teams are counting on other than the Dodgers now.
Let's take a few more calls here before we have to break. Up next is Bob in Plainfield. Bob, you're inside the clubhouse. Good morning.
Yeah, Bruce, I just want to say that we grew up, we got similar backgrounds. I'm a little Jewish boy who grew up on the southeast side of Chicago. The only difference was I went to a way better high school than you did. I went to Bowen High School.
You're a Boilermaker. I get it.
Yeah, all right, two things. One, I live two blocks from Muhammad Ali on 85th. He's 85th and Jeffrey. As a kid, I used to talk to him all. Did you ever go over and talk to him when you were growing up?
Yeah, my friends and I went there to welcome him to the neighborhood one day. He invited us in, and we spent 45 memorable moments with Muhammad Ali, getting a tour of his house, seeing his the way that he lived, seeing his wife that was 17 years old or 18 at that time,
yeah,
in full Muslim garb and not talking to us at all. It was quite an experience.
It was. He was a good. I used to see him. Here's a heavyweight champion of the world. He was cutting his own grass. But this is my last point. As I say, we grew up on the southeast side of Chicago. We were taught three things growing up, Bruce. You don't cry, you don't tell, and you hate the friggin' Cubs. You only we didn't say friggin', okay? So I couldn't pretend like I was happy at the Cubs won. I don't care how much money they paid me. I'm just wondering, Bruce, I know you had to grow up hating the Cubs just like us. How are you able to pretend that you're happy that the Cubs win?
Well, that's easy for me. I grew up a Yankee fan. So it was easy for me to watch the White Sox and the Cubs and watch it because it was always there for me every day. But I was a Mickey Mantle fan. I was a Yankee fan. So my bias is not on either one. I root for Chicago teams to win, but my job is to report on them.
I do the same, and I want to hear that Muhammad Ali story at some point in detail, but we have to take a timeout. We are going to be joined by Mark Potash from markpotash.net and the Sun-Times. He'll join us next. We're going to take a very quick detour to Bears-Packers, and then when we come back, it'll be Chin Music and Anthony Kay of the White Sox during the 10 o'clock hour. It's Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito, and for David today, inside the clubhouse on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good score. And we're back on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito here for David this week. Glad to be with you. Happy holiday season to you. And talk about a big day, Bruce. We are baseball 52 weeks out of the year here on this show, but we're going to take a very quick detour here because we have to, because it is Bears-Packers for the division lead at Soldier Field. So we're going to jump on now to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com.
Bring in our good friend Mark Potash. You can find him at markpotash.net. Also writes for the Chicago Sun-Times for a million years, at least. I was a young boy when I first started reading Mark in the Sun-Times. Potsy, thanks for joining us. Getting your expertise on this Bear game. Does it begin and end for Bear victory with doing what they've done best, and that is establishing the running game tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the way their passing game's been going, the one constant they've had. They've really leaned on more. They've leaned more on the continuity of their offensive line than they have on the quarterback at this point, which is kind of a nice thing to do because, you know, that quarterback can always take that next step at any time. Whereas if you have issues with your offensive line, as always, as the Bears know all too well, it's very difficult to kind of regain that. So they've got the biggest thing they need. I've always said all year, they've got three things. They've got the offensive line, the head coach, and the quarterback, and not in that order, but pretty close. And so that's why I think running the ball is the start, is the kind of the foundation. That's kind of the beauty of Ben Johnson's offense, is that he came here known for kind of the trickery, the aggressiveness, the inventiveness, but yet his offense, as we've seen, is totally founded on a running game, and I think that gives him a chance in any game. So, yeah, absolutely, that's a key, especially, you know, with their depth of wide receiver hurting. It's going to be a big key.
And that was my question for you, Potsy. You've got Odunze and Burden out. DJ has had an underwhelming season, although a nice last game. So who steps up? What becomes the focus then in your mind? Is it the tight ends? Do they just do a different type of passing game, or do they run different sets without those receivers?
Well, I think the player to watch, I guess, again, everybody kind of agrees, is Loveland, because he's kind of that big play wide receiver who can fill. Tight end who can fill that wide receiver role. It's going to either be him or somebody who gets opportunities because the Packers know that Loveland is going to be a big key. So that's kind of, again, the beauty of Ben Johnson's offense, is that it's still in a very formative state, but you can see how the way he responds in game, just like the last time when, you know, they gained like 71 yards in the first half and 247 against a real good defense in the second half. That's kind of a luxury the Bears have really not even had. Even when they had like offensive guys like Nagy and Trestman, they really haven't had that ability where you think your guy is going to win the chess match. And I think they have that. So I would point to Loveland and Komet first, but obviously the last time they scored 21 points and they got nothing out of Odunze, who was hurt and was not in the game, and negative 4 yards from DJ Moore, and still scored 21 points on him. So I don't think that's as big an issue as, say, the Packers missing Micah Parsons. I think that trade it should be a win for the Bears.
When you look at the totality of Ben Johnson in his first year as the head coach, What stands out to you the most, Potsy, as far as his ability to, well, I'll tell you mine, and that is, you know, getting his team to be able to focus on the moment. It sounds, you know, it sounds easy. It's not. But what is your take on his success and his message being heard by all 53?
Well, Bruce, I think it's a real simple thing, and I think it's, and as simplistic as it is, I think it just points to the sustainability of it. He's just a good offensive coach. I mean, he knows what he's doing. His offensive line is just really good. He plays to his strengths. He can zig when you zag. He can recover. He's not infallible, but he's just a. I can't give you any real technical aspect of it, to tell you the truth. I can just tell you he's a really good offensive coach, and I think that's why I think as much as the Bears, like I said, you know, really need to have an opportunity to make some hay here in the postseason if they get there this year. I think the sustainability of what he's doing and the opportunity for growth looking ahead to next season is even better. I think that's the difference with Ben Johnson as opposed to Trestman and Nagy. I think he has sustainability. And I think it's just because I have no better way of putting it. He's just a really good offensive coach. He knows how to motivate players. He knows how to put them in the right position to succeed. And he knows how to go to and he knows how to be versatile and play and make the most out of every player he has, whether they're a star or not.
Johnson has certainly been a huge upgrade in the head coach position there, Potsy. And Caleb has had a nice second year, uneven, sure, and people will love to pick him apart. I'm sure that will be the rest of his career, being, you know, where he was selected as the top pick in the draft. But as you watch Caleb play this season and as he has progressed throughout the season, what positives and or negatives, what do you see from the second year QB?
Well, I think the biggest positive big picture for Caleb is that even though he struggled with one of the key facets, which is accuracy, some of it his fault, some of it just the being in a new offense and drops and different things with the offense. I think even though he's had that, he hasn't like panicked and tried to overdo things and started throwing interceptions and making big mistakes. His escapability is better. His recognition is better. His just feel for the pass rush is better. And he's been able to still make those big plays. You know, last week's game, a great example. He's been able to make those big plays without making the big mistakes. I mean, he did make the one against the Packers. That'll be the big test today. Can the Packers have the whammy on the Bears, and he has to disprove that. But overall, I think the biggest thing is that in this growth, and we still don't know if he'll ever break through to that elite, you know, level. He still has avoided kind of the Cutler-like mistakes that we saw with other, you know, really good quarterbacks, where, you know, they, when one thing wasn't working well, they'd go to something else, but then something else would come up. And so I guess I'd say that in his growth, I think he's done a good job of still being Caleb Williams, but and not kind of becoming an error-prone quarterback. I think that in general that is growth. And again, that'll be a big key next year: is does he take that next step or not? Because we've seen already they can win, and I think you'll see. Even with Caleb Williams, as he's now, they can win playoff games with this. They couldn't do that with Fields and Trubisky. I think that's been a kind of a theme of this season. Not only the head coach, the difference in the head coach from previous playoff teams, but also the quarterback.
Well, Mark, continuing on what you just talked about, the reason, in my opinion, and I'd like to get yours on the fact that Williams isn't making as many mistakes is because the offense is dummy proof, and I'm not calling Williams a dummy. I'm just saying running game plus using your tight ends, short passing game, which has been missing from the Bear offense forever, is the key to all great offenses and all great quarterbacks being able to sustain drives without turning the ball over. I wonder about your impression of just, you know, the outstanding offensive line, but the new wave of using the tight end and how that adds to the ground control ball, ground control of the game itself.
Well, yeah, I think that's been a big key. As you have, it's kind of like Jared Goff with the Lions, where you've got kind of a game manager type, but now you've got a guy who can also make big plays. And as long as he avoids those mistakes and some of it's kind of uncanny. He's almost got like an Aaron Rodgers like ability to have deflected passes go the right way and stuff like that, and avoid those interceptions. But also, he's really good at avoiding them. So, I think the offense gives him miss room. Let's put it that way. Ben Johnson is, I've said this all year long, Ben Johnson is not only, he's making a GM out of Ryan Poles, and he's making a quarterback out of Caleb Williams. Not nearly the finished product, not even close. But I think what you're talking about is a product of Ben Johnson and the offense more than anything else. And it's Caleb Williams, it'll be his turn to kind of take that next step, probably next season in his second season in the offense, which is where guys like Josh Allen and those kind of guys have really taken off. So I think that's one thing that you can look forward to.
Potsy, we're looking forward to the game tonight. We really appreciate you jumping on with us here on Inside the Clubhouse, and we'll check out the latest on markpotash.net, and we'll see you in the Sun Times as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Bruce. Always good to talk to you guys.
It's Mark Potash. Markpotash.net is the website. His great Bears coverage is always there. You can also find him in the Sun Times, and it'll be a fun evening on the lakefront tonight, my friend.
Back to baseball. We're going to go high and tight with the Chicago White Sox. Some comments that Chris Getz made this week on Mullion Hall.
Absolutely. And Anthony Kay, the White Sox new left-handed pitcher, will join us at the bottom of the hour. That's Bruce Levine. I'm Mike Esposito. This is Inside the Clubhouse on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.